The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Everybody to Wicked Anime. This is episode 53.
It's 53. Thanks for not just like reading the title.
Oh, I didn't. I did not read the title that's sitting in front of me. Don't matter. Came from my brain. That means I'm smart. Today on our show, it is me, the hard man with harder opinions, Andrew, with the stupid awesome analyst, Jonathan.
Hello.
And we have today with us Evan, King Baby Duck from the Boston Bastard Brigade.
You are J-pop king of America, of course.
Of course. Today, Dylan and Glitch are not with us. Dylan is off doing whatever, and Glitch is moving.
Yeah.
It's sad, but I think he's still going to be able to be on the Wicked Anime podcast with us. He's just not going to be local to Dylan anymore.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo earns. Boo earns.
So, today, on the Wicked Anime episode, we are kind of going through our Thanksgiving. It's pre-Thanksgiving for our recording right now, but for you listening to it, it's after Thanksgiving. So, to you, this is your Thanksgiving is over, I survived Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and I'm looking for Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And if you didn't survive it, well, you're dead, so
what you're not even listening. So you're not listening, so this is irrelevant to you. Hear that, dead people? Irrelevant to you.
We just lost another chunk of our audience.
Yes.
That we dead people will no longer listen to our podcast because we shun them.
So
the
today,
ghost population, yeah.
Yeah.
So today, that's what we're going to go through. But first, we're going to start with some news. I'm going to ring the news bell. News.
Okay.
It's going to be a short section. We're going to try to keep this short because we know you guys have so much Christmas shopping to do.
Yeah. This episode actually itself is going to be pretty short. I imagine it will be anyways because we actually... Let's talk about what we did before we start news. Now that I'm thinking about it, what we did was we actually went to a concert yesterday from this recording, and we went to go see one of our most favorite bands of all time, Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Yeah, we like to see them live a lot.
Bright Primate opened for them. They're a chiptune band. Chiptune bands are cool when you play live because you see them play the Game Boys.
We know them on a personal level.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, Cuckoo Kangaroo, they're always a lot of fun. And we've brought, like, some super unique ways of doing interviews with them. This time we played Channel A, the anime-making card game. They always like interviewing with us personally. They tell us that they like interviewing us personally because we never do a run-of-the-mill interview with them. So we're trying to get out two Cuckoo Kangaroo interview videos for you guys, Wicked Anime style. Hopefully they're gonna turn out really awesome.
Yeah.
Yep, and I got a very nice thank you text tonight, just saying he had a great time with the interview.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're super cool, they're super tall, and we like hanging out with them whenever they're in the Boston area.
Yes. If you guys have a chance to go see a Cuckoo Kangaroo show, it's amazing.
So why don't we ring the news bell?
I already did. News.
Officially. Dude, okay, so for media news, we have, like, so many movies that have been announced. One that I just actually scrolled across on the internet right now is the new Dragon Ball Z movie that's coming out. On April 18th.
Now, I wanted to keep this till the end because Gerardo sent this to us as part of fan service.
Okay, all right.
So we'll talk about it now, but Gerardo did send us this new story as well.
Yeah, they're bringing back old villains. Frieza's gonna be in it.
And you can thank the band Maximum the Hormone for the return of Frieza because that's where the title of this movie comes from, one of their songs.
Yeah.
Look at that.
What's the title of the movie?
Something to Frieza. Like, F is for Frieza, I think. They made a mention of it on Anime News Network because they're good friends with Akira Toriyama.
The Return of F. That's the name of the movie. That's pretty cool. They've been, like, pumping out a whole bunch of Dragon Ball Z movies recently. I love the video. Did you guys see the video posted by Funimation, the one that was like all the American voice actors like screaming in the dub booth.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
If I can find that video, I'll put it in the description.
For the Battle of the Gods.
Yeah, for Battle of the Gods, it's like Sean Schimmel and who played the bad guy. I don't want to say any names because I don't want to be wrong, but I think it was like Chris Sabat. Anyways,
it's probably Chris Sabat.
Yeah, it was really funny because it's them dubbing like a fight scene, and you just see Sean Schimmel just giving it his all. So another movie that was announced was the live-action Attack on Titan movie.
Yep.
And holy crap, it's all tokusatsu actors.
Yeah.
Which makes me super excited because that means the fight scenes are going to be awesome. Like, it's even...
You would hope. It could be because tokusatsu is also very made for TV CG.
Well, yeah. One of the effects directors is the guy who's doing it.
And they are also altering the story. They kind of have to. As far as this goes,
yeah. Well, have you seen the movie posters for them? Like, there's people holding axes and bows and arrows, yeah.
And obviously all the actors are Japanese. You know, where in Attack on Titan, Mikasa is the only one that's actually Japanese, and she's like a lost race. Like everybody else is very, very, very European, as you can tell by all their noses. And blonde hair. Noses and blonde hair. So now all the characters are Japanese, but they're adding more characters that are Japanese to the movie, where, you know, they have, like, Fukushiki and et cetera, et cetera. Like, all these weird extras.
Yeah, like, all these people that, like, because they're, like, all the posters are these extra characters. It's like, this person is playing this person. It's like, I've never heard of that person before. You know, but the posters are pretty cool. They added a little too much lens flare in Photoshop, though.
Yeah, if you ever want to ruin your art piece, add a lens flare.
Yeah. Along with Attack on Titan news, we've also got the announcement that Season 2 will be coming in 2016.
Why such a long wait?
It's like waiting for a Marvel movie.
I think they want... I think they're waiting for the manga to add more.
Probably, yeah.
They're probably waiting so that they don't run out of material with the manga.
Yeah.
So,
well, from what I hear is they're waiting for the manga to end, and the creator says it's going to end with the 20th volume, and by the time the 20th volume hits, it's going to be in 2016.
Okay. Yeah. So
okay. So that makes sense.
Well, yeah. So that is perfectly fine with me if they want to wait for that. That way we don't have a crazy anime ending, and then like the kind of what they did with Full Metal Alchemist.
Well, I have to say we probably are going to get a crazy anime ending where they're going to wait until the second to last episode to find out what is in the basement.
Yeah. What is in that freaking basement?
But it's funny, I totally spaced when I mentioned, like, it's like waiting for a Marvel movie, because the other piece of Attack on Titan news is that Marvel is doing Attack on Titan crossover, where they're gonna have a special issue of Marvel Comics in Japan, where all the Marvel heroes are gonna be fighting Titans in New York. And
it's already printed in English, but we haven't gotten it here in America yet.
Yeah. So, like, it features, like, Spider-Man and the Guardians of the Galaxy, because they're popular now. And people were freaking out over Spider-Man being in it, because they were saying, I can't believe we never thought about this before. The maneuver gear is exactly like Spider-Man, you know? So it's Spider-Man, like, shooting around. And the Titans, I've seen pictures of the Titans. They're really creepy. Like, they keep that creepiness that was in the original
series.
Well,
now you have Marvel artists drawing them, so it's like a different take on the same kind of creepiness.
Yeah, so I found that really strange that they're even considering doing Marvel Attack on Titan, especially because, you know, Marvel or Attack on Titan is in Universal now, Marvel Comics, it's its own thing, it's just everywhere.
Okay, so the trailer for the Studio Ghibli film about Hayao Miyazaki's retirement, the trailer was released. Very recently, the trailer was released for... I forget what the actual name of the movie is called. It's like Dream of Something or Something of Dreams. Do you know, Evan?
I am pulling it up right now. The name of this documentary is The Kingdom of Dreams and Madness.
There you go. Kingdom of Dreams and Madness, which is the documentary of Hayao Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli, all of his producers.
Sounds like directed by Wes Anderson.
Yeah, right? it's a neat trailer. I've never heard Hayao Miyazaki speak before. I've only read interviews, and he like sounds like a grumpy old man, which is pretty funny. Another thing that I always thought was really weird was how like all the really old people like smoking inside the studio rooms of Studio Ghibli. Just like everybody smoking.
It's like watching Mad Men.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
it's like Japanese Mad Men, except they make really cute cartoons.
So that was cool. You guys can check out the trailer.
I watched, I mean, we have the Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind. I know I messed up that title because it's way longer than that. But they had a documentary on the making of Nausicaa and the history of Nausicaa, and you got a really big taste of what the Studio Ghibli life was like. And I really like that, just going through the process of how they made Nausicaa into what it came to be as the movie, because back then you needed to have a manga before you had a movie adaption of things, and they were working through that challenge and everything. So I'm pretty sure that's going to pop up again in the documentary, but it's going to go so far beyond that because so much has happened since Nausicaa, obviously. I'm interested in seeing what they add to that.
If you guys haven't seen Nausicaa, you better watch Nausicaa.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite, at least thus far. Dylan keeps ramming down our throats that we haven't seen
Spirited Away. In fact, that's been mentioned at least once for the past 3 episodes of Wicked Anime.
Probably.
We could have gone to Newbury Comics and bought it on DVD for $30.
It's still $30 on the shelf.
$30.
Holy crap.
I think that's all we have for media news. So what do we have for gaming news?
Gaming news came up. Well, Evan has one story for us.
Evan, what do you got for us?
Well, we got the trailer for the upcoming first-person shooter MMO of Ghost in the Shell.
That's right.
And it looks amazing.
Yeah, guys, we posted it to our Facebook page while we were recording this episode. But if you haven't checked it out, Nexon, the people who release a lot of free games, is helping in the development of this Ghost in the Shell first-person shooter that is like Team Fortress Classic. So you choose your character, you choose your Ghost in the Shell character. They have the main cast, and then of course they have those crazy bad guys who are just the super soldiers, basically from Second Gig. I think they was all the guys from Second Gig.
Yeah, because did you notice how in the trailer you saw the Laughing Man symbol and such too?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the Laughing Man symbol was used to censor all the gore.
Yeah. You play it like Team Fortress. I'm hoping that it's going to be free because Nexon is working on it. It was made in a Korean studio, which is pretty neat.
The graphics are amazing.
The graphics look great.
Yeah, they look fantastic. I mean, I know they don't look anime-esque, but that's okay.
No, it looks great. Everything about it looks amazing. And, you know, Ghost in the Shell gives me, you know, the weirdest, that was awesome. Like, the shivers, you know, so neat. Cyberpunk. I love it.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I'm pretty excited for its release.
Yeah, they had different classes for the game. They had, you know, cyborgs. That's the only one I remember because...
No, I mean, everybody's a cyborg, technically, except for, what's his name, who's the only human in the series.
Yeah. But they all have special abilities. They have one, like the Bato character has a rocket launcher arm that you can use, and another one has like, this ping where you can see enemies through walls.
Yeah.
One, there's, like, a shield that cloaks in front of you, like it puts up a wall that turns you invisible, and you can just have as many.
What was that, Major Motoko's?
I don't remember.
Because Major Motoko was the like the spy character, quote unquote. She can go invisible.
Yeah. She could go invisible, but no, there was that wall, like that thing that they threw down.
Yeah, and then the other guy there, the one who has the big bushy beard in the series, I forget his name too. It's been so long, but he's the engineer-like character, you know, he throws down support weapons, like turrets and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty neat. Watch the trailer.
Yeah, definitely watch the trailer. The trailer was just cool. So, I mean...
So that's that for...
Shut up, Call of Duty. So we have a couple pieces for strange news. It's time for some strange news. So I found out that the Tokyo Station Gundam Cafe is gonna be turned into a McDaniel Hamburgers Gundam Cafe, and... the anime reporters from Japan figured this out, and they were reporting on it. And the way that the burgers are set up, you can buy either Zaku burgers or you can buy Gundam burgers. And Zaku burgers, they have the Zaku faces engraved, and the Gundam burgers too, I guess. But they're like engraved in the buns, and you can get different colored buns based on the color of the Gundam or Zaku that you get. There's green, red, white, you know, all that kind of stuff. But they're just engraved in there, and that's just a special that they're serving now. I think the Zaku burgers, they're cheaper than the Gundam burgers because the Gundam burgers are a little bit heftier, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds cool.
I don't know.
I'd have a burger.
Guess it's not very strange, but it never beats the Attack on Titan burgers that
the 10 meter burgers.
Yeah, the 10 meter, 15 meter burgers. Yeah, that weren't actually those heights, but they were called that, and they were like 10 patties tall hamburgers. No, we are not getting that out of these burgers, unfortunately. But the burgers look good, so we'll have them. Anyways, the piece of strange news that I really wanted to talk about, though, was if you wanted to get a Christmas present for your cat, they have a cat turntable scratch board, so you can turn your cat into a DJ. It's like the funniest looking thing ever. There's just this picture of a cat, and it's a turntable with like a record player on it, but the record is made out of that scratch felt. So when your cat literally scratches the board, it'll turn him into a DJ.
Does it make any sound?
It definitely turns, so like the cat will be like pawing at it.
Because if it makes any sound, like I bet the cat would just freak out. Yeah. Just be like, what the hell was that?
Now, if they can find a way to plug it into like your iPhone so you can actually do the remixing of your songs, that would be cool.
It is amazing. Like there's stickers on it. Instead of Run DMC, there's something called
Run DOG.
Yeah, Run DOG. And then there's like, there's Meow Mix on the side of the board.
Oh my goodness.
It's so strange. Oh man, the page that I'm on is supposed to have a video, but it's not there. You can buy it on Amazon.
Oh snap.
It's great. There it is. Oh my gosh, I got it. Here we go, it's on YouTube. So it doesn't look like it spins because it looks like it's made out of cardboard. But I got another video up. Let me just see if...
Hang on, this is Vsauce. Awesome. So we have confirmation from people using the videos that the cats have no idea how to use this.
Cats can't be DJs.
Cats are stupid.
They don't want to be Skrillex. All right, guys. That's all we have for Strange News.
That's a big failure.
That's as strange as it gets. It's not as strange as it's been, but I like turntables. I'll put a cat video in the description for you guys.
Yeah, get that.
So that video. So they don't know how to show that they don't know how to use turntables. All right. So it's time to talk about what we're watching.
Well, I've been watching Golden Time now that I'm about two anime seasons behind. Actually, no, probably about three now, right?
Well, that show came out a year ago, so you're a little bit behind even more.
Maybe four.
Yeah, so about a year behind from Golden Time, but I finally started watching it. I mean, and seeing that I'm such a huge Toradora fan, I really wanted to watch it as it was coming out, but I just didn't have the means. But now that I actually have my subscription to Crunchyroll, it makes it so much easier to watch all those kinds of animes. So I'm watching Golden Time. It's really good so far. I'm only on about episode 7, and it's a 24-episode season, which I did not know, because of the story.
Until I said it.
Yeah, exactly, because the story is moving so fast that it's moving at a pace that by the end of episode 13, it should be over. But it's going to keep going, so I'm really interested to see what happens. I'm enjoying it so far. It's not as good as Toradora, obviously. I'm kind of nervous that it's going to turn into another one of those things exactly like Toradora. Actually, I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to watch it next.
All right, Evan, go ahead.
All right, so there's a few shows that I've been watching this season. First and foremost, I've been watching Gukule Kokori-san. And this is the show that's making me go, now, this is that 2014 is the year of Daisuke Ono. Now, Daisuke Ono is a very prolific voice actor. You might remember him as Koizumi in The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. But this year, he has starred in three, like, practically my top three anime series so far of 2014. And this is one of them.
Yeah.
And it's basically, he plays a Kokori-san, which is that's the spirit that you call up and conjure up when you're playing the Kokori game, which is kind of like Japan's equivalent of Ouija. And the person that conjures him up is a young elementary school student, but she doesn't consider herself human. She keeps calling herself a doll. She eats nothing but those crappy, like, one-minute-to-cook ramen noodle bowl things that are totally unhealthy but are actually very tasty.
Okay.
So Kokori-san is trying to help this little girl become more human again, and throughout the show you get to meet other spirits who either help or hinder with what he's trying to do.
Maybe I missed the name of the show. What was the name of the show?
Gukure Kokori-san.
Oh, okay.
It is seriously like a top contender for like the best comedy of 2014. even after seeing stuff like Barakamon, which also has Daisuke Ono in it, and a bunch of other comedies this year, it's just so good. It's unexpected because it is such a Japanese show, but the way that they portray the humor in it, it's practically a universal style of comedy within a very Japanese plot line.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I'll check it out. Is it on Crunchyroll?
Yep, it is on Crunchyroll, and it has been licensed by Sentai Filmworks.
Yeah, send a link over. I'll check it out.
And I've been playing catch-up with Akame ga Kill, Sailor Moon Crystal, and I've also been watching... I've still been watching that I Can't Understand What My Husband Is Saying. And yeah. It is a very funny show, but I'm glad it is done in, like, small spurts.
Yeah, it's really weird. I've been watching those, too. I'm really far behind on Sailor Moon. I think I'm still on episode 7. So I haven't watched that in a while, but, I've been watching, Akame ga Kill still. I'm gonna be disappointed when Akame ga Kill's over. It's pretty good. We don't have a fetish of the week for you guys this time. Sorry. We'll get you one next time. But, so we're going right into the West!
I think we could talk over the horse eating
into
hay.
Into the West, yes.
Into yes. the West. Okay, sorry guys. Evan, he's actually going to take the reins on this one. Ah, take the reins, that was a pun. He's going to bring us something that's actually been a really popular show the past couple... Put away the horse. There we go. I got super distracted from there. Yeah, Evan, what do you have for us?
All right, I have a show called... Or rather, a miniseries called Over the Garden Wall. And it's about two little brothers, Wirt and Greg. They become lost in a very strange forest called the Unknown. And they're trying to find their way back home. And it's got a very great cast. It's got Elijah Wood as one of the brothers. Christopher Lloyd as the elderly woodsman. And some very talented musicians, like Jack Jones, who's a very old-styled jazz and blues singer from, like, the 1930s and such.
Cool. Now, that's the one that's playing on Cartoon Network, right?
Well, it did play on Cartoon Network. The show's already over. It was, like, only a 10-episode miniseries.
Yeah. Wasn't it, like, kind of creepy as well?
That's from everything...
Oh, yeah. It was creepy, but it was a good kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah.
From everything that I saw on Tumblr and whatnot, that's the only way I've seen any of the show thus far, is all the creepy stuff that went on. You know, it almost reminded me of something like Flapjack mixed with Adventure Time.
Well, the guy who worked on, who created the show, Patrick McHale, he also worked on Flapjack and Adventure Time.
That makes sense to me. Because
there you go.
It's a perfect hybrid between both of them.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great series, and it's a very beautifully drawn. The music in it is flat out stupendous. I'm hoping that they do release like an official soundtrack to the show. I actually made the comment on Twitter that I would love to see someone adapt this into a musical, like an actual stage production. And the creator Patrick McHale said he would love to see that happen. He responded to that tweet. So if you haven't seen it yet, it should still be on demand on like your Comcast or DirecTV or...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or my favorite is Watch Cartoon Online.
If you want,
I don't think that's really legit, though, so I don't know if I should be saying that.
Yeah, probably not. But I do suggest if you haven't seen it, if it's not on any of those, just go and buy it on iTunes or Amazon.com. You can just buy the digital episodes from there. It is one of the best... like American cartoons I've seen in a really long time.
Yeah.
Great. And that was Into the West.
And it's dead.
People are gonna like fast forward through these parts.
Because this is our post Black Friday, pre Christmas episode. We're gonna move on to Toy Shelf now. And for Toy Shelf, we're gonna just kind of run down a list of things that are either on pre-order or really cool things that you should buy on DVD that are kind of old but might be kind of neat to give as gifts if you have otaku friends, whatever.
Things that would be in our personal Christmas wish lists.
So we'll start with some figures that are coming out. So if you go to any kind of your main figure hubs and you have pre-orders,
we like J-List.
If you want a good starting point, J-List is one of the best.
And no, they do not sponsor us yet, so this is not a shameless plug. This is just being cool.
Yeah, we give J-List free publicity all the time because we just love it so freaking much.
Peter Payne follow us on Twitter.
Woo! Peter Payne did follow us on Twitter, which is really, really exciting.
Peter Payne runs J-List, by the way.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, which you better know. Why don't you know that? Okay, so what do we got? We got some new Kirineko figurines that are coming out. Surprise, it's a new bikini version Kirineko, which I always find kind of weird because she's kind of a young character.
Well, they all are in that show, and yet they're still, like, all... I don't know. I think that, like... Is it a part of the Beach Queens?
No, this one is not a Beach Queen.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I noticed that the Beach Queen ones, they're just like, hey, you like this character? Here's them in a swimsuit. And it's the Beach Queen series. You know, they just take any licensed character and do that.
And then
for anybody who wants to see their waifu in a bathing suit.
That's right. I mean, it's like one of the easiest ways to access that. Is just to buy a figurine of your favorite character.
Super easy.
Yeah, because it almost always... they almost always release a version that is in a swimsuit. And now it looks like they have... If you're a Railgun fan, they have a new Railgun Misaka figurine of her in a summer dress or a yukata where she's holding festival masks and stuff like that. So if you're a Railgun fan... There's a new Railgun. They also have, I believe it's her sister in the show. I think they're sisters. They have another version of that, so you can buy both of those.
Mikoto, Mikasa, and a yukata. Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, there you go. Basically, for the DVDs that are coming out, is I highly recommend, even though this is Toy Shelf, I know DVDs aren't really toys. Either way, Hellsing Ultimate 9 and 10 is finally released! Thank you, Funimation, for, you know, kind of not wasting our time. With you releasing the rest of Hellsing. Because now we can finally get it. Yay!
Yeah, the series finishes.
Yeah, so... I've already seen the end of Hellsing because I have all the manga. But it's so great to watch that series in animation. So, as a good Christmas gift, Hellsing Ultimate 9 and 10 for the person who already has the rest of the series but hasn't gotten the end of it yet.
Yeah, I also like Bento. It's coming out. That's not coming out until February, but you can pre-order it.
You can pre-order Bento. We talked about Bento a really long time ago on this podcast because it's a really old show.
Yeah, we talk about it quite a bit. It came out like 2 years ago, but I talk about it quite a bit because I just love that series so much. It's so funny and the action is so good.
In fact, Jonathan and I were still in Florida when Bento came out.
Yeah. Plus, I'm really excited to see the dub of it because Joel McDonald is the director.
And another DVD that is coming out that everyone just has to get is Ranma Set 4. Ranma's, the fourth set of Ranma, being re-released and remastered by Viz Media, is coming out on December 9th. And one of those people like me who is trying to collect all of Ranma, well, there's your chance for December.
Can I add one to the list for the DVD?
Yeah, absolutely.
Alright, so I talked about this on the B3 site as part of our Electric Sisterhood Holiday Gift Guide for 2014. And I gotta say, for a great anime series that everybody needs to own, it's The Devil is a Part-Timer.
We've heard a lot of good things about that show.
So, for those who've never seen it before, here's the premise. The Devil is kicked out of his kingdom, he loses most of his powers, and he's now stuck working at a McDonald's.
Yay! Yeah,
how does that not sound like a great show?
No, it really sounds pretty hilarious.
I was always under the impression that it was one of those 3-minute shorts.
Nope.
I suppose what I'm also going to do is move on to some games. For me, a recommendation would be Fantasy Life, which is, if you have a 3DS, Fantasy Life is coming out. This is, of course, before Monster Hunter 4 comes out. So that is what I'm going to be eventually wasting all my time in, is Fantasy Life while I don't have anything else to play at the moment. I was at GameStop today thinking about buying Fantasy Life, and I asked if they had any pre-orders, and basically the cute girl at the counter said, no, we don't have any used versions of Fantasy Life because it is the best game ever. Why would you want to return it? And I said, fair enough.
And, of course, Fighting Climax is coming out.
That's right, Fighting Climax is coming out.
Or actually, it's already out. You can get it on J-List for $90, because it's the import version.
Yeah.
I think it's coming out digitally, though, for the PS3.
It is.
You can buy it digitally on there. And I really want to try that. You can play as characters from a certain railgun, and
Orimo, and
Toradora, and Valkyria Chronicles, Sword Art Online. Yeah, if you wanted to play as all those characters in a fighting game, Fighting Climax, heck yeah.
Or for all you Kirino haters out there, buy a game where you can just beat up on Kirino. Hopefully that was a pretty good lead-in to your toy list or your adventure list for Christmas for your otaku friends and families. Unfortunately, this is kind of a weird limbo of toys, like figurines, that I'm not really familiar with the shows. So I can't really recommend any of the figurines for you. Some of them look pretty beautiful, but if you just go to J-List and look at them yourself, you'll find something you like.
Yeah, they tickle the loins.
they do have a lot of cast-off figurines on J-List. Yeah. For those of you who don't know what cast-off is, it basically means they have a piece of clothing that can be removed.
Anyways, this would be a good transition to go into our Tapagotchi, which we are going to talk about something that we are quite familiar with. I'm pretty sure all of us on the show are quite familiar with, which is working in retail. Because of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all the really stupid things that go on during this time of year,
that Americans like to waste all their money on.
We are going to express our sympathy towards the people in the retail industry.
Yeah, we are going to talk about retail anime, or customer service anime.
Which is what we were talking about earlier, which is the perfect one to start with, Denki Gai.
Yes. So, one of the anime that is showing this season is Denki Gai. Denki Gai is a comedy anime where they work in a faux Akihabara manga/doujinshi store. And every single one of the characters that works there has their own little quirky personality. It's kind of how they all interact with each other. And they're kind of going along a weird love story, like, each one of them. Like, there's, like, three girls and... Or actually, there's four girls and three boys and three of the guys are in love with three of the girls and vice versa, kind of a thing. But anyway, they're not really focusing heavily on that. No, they are. They are doing that, actually. But one of the main focuses is their festivals and their sales that they always do, which is really interesting to watch, because they kind of have a little bit of insight of how they set up, I don't know, displays and everything in doujin shops. It's really interesting.
See, one of the things that the show really does highlight on is when you watch a show, you think, or at least I think anyways, man, it looks like it would be so much fun to work in a doujin shop. And you would be right, because I actually worked at a comic book shop for a year, and it was the best job I ever had. I would do it for the rest of my life if I got to work at a comic book shop. For the rest of my life. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It seems like if you like the thing that you're selling, then it'll always be fun.
Yeah. So one of the things that I really enjoy about the show, besides the comedy factor of it, is kind of their insight to the Japanese retail world and their methods of selling specific products. Like, especially the episode where they had each one of the employees set up their own recommendation display. So based on, and it makes me curious if they actually do that in Japan, like if doujin shops actually set up booths that's like, this employee recommends this, and it's all their favorite genre of books.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did do that. It sounds like something that every shop would do.
Yeah, kind of. But the thing is, the way they did it in the show was more like it would cater to the regulars who actually knew who the employees were, because they actually like use their names. Like, because there are shops that do our employees recommend these. Like, these are our employee choices. But in the show, they had like full displays of this is what our employees are giving you, which would just be the coolest thing ever. I would go nuts with that. You know, I'd have the coolest stuff on my display. One of the things that they also point out in the show is how stressful sales are. When the store is selling something on sale and there's a bum rush of customers, The characters are just going crazy, and then by the end of the day, they're exhausted. Having worked in retail, it's true.
Oh, man, especially Black Friday. Black Friday is, like, the worst time of year to... Like, everybody who works in retail is has always said, every single year, they say the same thing. I am going to find a new job before Black Friday. Like, every single year, I worked at an office supply store for 2 years, and for both years, I said, this is going to be the year that I'm going to find a new job so I don't have to work Black Friday.
Well, and we are fortunate enough to live in Massachusetts, where it's illegal to make your employees come in on Thanksgiving. But that doesn't stop places like California, where in California... Walmart or Kmart or whatever the heck it is making their employees come in at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving for
Target. Target's the
really. Target's it's really doing. Target because yeah. I thought Walmart was doing it too. But either way, I would go up to my boss and say, no, you can't make me. I will not do that. Like you cannot force me to work on Thanksgiving that early. That is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
There was that story that I forget what state, wasn't it like Oklahoma or something like that, where two ladies have been sitting outside of a Walmart for like 3 weeks now?
That was California, too.
Was it California?
I think so.
I thought it was some obscure state.
Yeah, either way, it's a warm state, so they can do that.
Right.
But yeah, they've already staked out their spot for Black Friday. Like, how fat are Americans, you know? Like, like fat and greedy, just, like, sitting in their chair, like, I'm gonna buy all this stuff I don't need. I'm gonna be happy now. Like,
they are so fat when they sit around the Walmart. They sit around the Walmart.
Wah, wah. 90s joke. Yeah, it's awful. If we have any foreign listeners, I don't know if you guys have these stupid sales that we have here in America, but we're dumb. Like, I'm just going to flat out say it, like, and I don't go out on Black Friday. I never do.
We did once. For fun.
For fun. But it wasn't at midnight.
No.
It was in the middle of the day. The only reason I've ever... I actually tell this to the customers when they walk into the store. I don't work in retail anymore. But when I did, customers would walk into the store and I would shamelessly tell them... The only reason I've ever been on here on a Black Friday is because I have to work it. And they would be like, yeah. You know? Like, look at me like, yeah, I guess so. What are some other animes, now that we're off topic?
Yeah, now that we're completely off topic.
What are some other animes that are customer service based?
I focus on the world of customer service. Well, there was that Servant Cross Service.
Yeah.
Which is a different kind of service, but it still has to do with not character, but interaction with customers.
Evan, did you ever watch Servant Cross Service?
No. Is it on Crunchyroll at all, or is there a place?
It is on Crunchyroll. I believe that's where I watched it. That was my favorite one of that season. Like, whatever season that one came out, Servant Cross Service was my favorite anime of that season.
Yeah, that one is, what was the job?
It was, social services?
Yeah, social services. And man, that's rough. That's a rough job.
Yeah.
But it also creates for a very funny comedy.
Yeah, there's
it's like The Office. Like, if it's like something like The Office.
Yeah, it really is. But Japan has, the anime industry has been doing this weird trend where they're releasing anime about not just a slice of life, but different aspects of slice of life. Specifically things like social service jobs and retail work. That's just been the trend recently, which is kind
of
cool.
Yeah, there's always been plenty of restaurant animes, though, or at least animes that had characters working in restaurants.
Yeah, did you ever watch that anime about the restaurant? I think it was called Waiting or Working or something.
Waiting was the Ryan Reynolds movie.
I know Waiting was the Ryan Reynolds movie, but...
I think it was called Working. I think I saw one episode of it.
Yeah, I think that one is kind of along the same lines.
However, we really can't talk about it.
Yeah, because none of us have seen it.
I've seen Panda Cafe.
Panda Cafe, yeah.
That one's a little different, though.
Servisu.
What
about, I couldn't become a hero, but I reluctantly decided to get a job?
That's true. That one's a really good one. That one's actually coming out on DVD real soon.
I think it's already out on DVD.
Is it already out?
Yeah, I think Sentai Filmworks released it.
And technically, Devil as a part-timer is also work-based because of him working at the McDonald's.
Yeah, actually, that's funny. I just did a Google search, like, just out of curiosity to customer service anime, and the very first picture that came up on Google is Devil as a part-timer.
So that's all we can really think of for now, guys.
I would love to hear what you guys have to say about
it. Yeah.
Because I'm sure that all of you fans out there, or most of you fans, if you're not in school, or even if you are still in school, you probably have worked in retail. All
right. So, one, we want to hear from you guys. One, what is a customer service anime that you've seen? Two, what's your favorite part about that customer service anime that you've seen? And where can you, and if you can sympathize with it? Because I know for a fact that I can sympathize with half of the customer service stuff that I've seen before.
Yeah, and three, tell us your best customer service story.
Best-worst
customer service story.
We can tell you some pretty bad ones if you guys want to hear us talk about some more customer service. It's not anime-related, so we're not going to bring it up now, which we kind of already did. But we have some pretty bad horror stories from retail. Either way, we're going to move on to some fan service, because you guys have sent us a few things. We had a few Facebook posts. So over on the Wicked Anime page, we got some posting, one of which is from Wicked fan Mike, where he sent us something for Glitch, us and Glitch did take notice to it, which is a new action figure, which can go on the toy shelf. It's kind of like a mix between Into the West and Toy Shelf, because it's a Ninja Turtles toy. So Nickelodeon...
Into the toy shelf.
Yeah. So Nickelodeon is releasing basically a new series of action figures for Ninja Turtles, all of which are kind of bizarre.
One of them's mixed with a bug. It's Turflytle Mikey.
And then what? Monkey Brains? What?
Monkey Brains, Dark Dream Beaver, and Dire Dream Beaver, and Baxter Fly.
What in the world? Those are odd.
Anyway, so thanks for that, Mike. This is a pretty cool recommendation as far as toy shelves go. And also, here's one of the weirdest things that we came across, and I'm really disappointed that Dylan is not here for this. But we got a message from Wicked Fan Keto. Him and his sister were listening to one of our episodes in the car, and we have confirmation that Dylan's voice, according to Keto's sister, is super hot. Confirm? Sure. Dylan's voice is super hot. Dylan is a super hot guy. All right. No, in all seriousness,
I'm sure he'd be flattered.
I'm sure he'd be flattered.
We'll bring it up next time.
Yeah, we'll let him know next time. So that's but I thought that was a pretty great message. And as we already went, Gerardo sent us the story about the Dragon Ball Z movie and Attack on Titan, but we already caught up on that. And as far as Gerardo's news go, we're still kind of researching into the Naruto thing that he sent us. So this being a short episode, it would be really kind of hard to fit this in. But we'll keep that in mind still. Oh, snap! we have Sean, our Wicked fan Sean. When we were at the hockey game yesterday against the Canadiens, he says, "As a Canadian, I just have to say, screw the Habs, go Bruins." Thank you, Sean! That's really cool. I enjoy that.
You are our favorite fan.
we do have to mention that Jonathan and I are also like a quarter Canadian, so that's probably where our love for hockey came from, but our hatred of the Habs comes from us being Bruins fans. Go Bruins.
So I say it's about time to move on to some shameless plugs.
Yep, that should be it for our fan service. So thanks guys for sharing with us. We love interacting with you guys all the time. So if you guys want to keep sending us stuff, here's what you need to do. So send everything over that we talked about before to wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews@gmail.com, where you can talk to us about anything you want. We'll email you back. You can also contact us on facebook.com/wickedanime, where you can also find news on upcoming events, videos, news from around the web that we find cool. You can also find us on Twitter, where you can tweet at us at @YoWickedAnime. We usually have some pretty weird/funny things going on in our lives that we just tweet. Plus, the man himself, Peter Payne, as we mentioned before, has followed us on Twitter, so we're that much cooler. Tumblr, you can tumble us on Tumble Things, and we tumble things too. You can find us on SoundCloud, where if you're not listening to this podcast at Nerdy Show, iTunes, you can or SoundCloud. Those are the three options that you can have for the podcast. And as I just mentioned, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can find both our videos and our podcast. And if you are listening on iTunes, you can rate and subscribe. It would be really cool if you guys rated and subscribed our show right there for us. And of course, finally, you can find us at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, which is the main hub of everything Wicked Anime. Because we have all this new Cuckoo Kangaroo stuff, and this is a short episode, we're hoping to have some more a new video out for you guys soon. We're working on it. We're sorry. Jonathan and I both work full-time jobs. Surprisingly enough, Wicked Anime is not our full-time job. We're working on that as well. So thank you guys for joining us for the Wicked Anime podcast. Evan, do you want to sign yourself out as well?
All right, so let's see. So for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa-sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade and facebook.com/landofesh. Check out egmnow.com/electricsisterhood for more reviews on gaming and anime and other things under the geek umbrella. And don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Ash, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues Program.
All right.
Perfect.
So with that...
Take a breath.
It is time to sign off the only way we know how. We will see you next time.
K-bye!
Make sure that everybody yells at you for no reason, and then you can go up to the booth. This is ridiculously overpriced.
It's like that. It's like haggle. It's like that Monty Python skit where the guy goes in to just pay to have an argument.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens in the retail world. It's like people are always trying to make deals with you. Like, I remember there was this one time I went into a customer came in as I was working, and he wanted to buy two laptops, and he was like, well, if I buy these two laptops, can I get like a mouse for free? And he was just trying to, it was like, dude, we are not we're a business. We do not haggle. It's like, you can't trade me two chickens for this laptop. Like, that's not how the retail
this
world
is not an
works.
East Indian market.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.